give Jesus a good clap offering. Amen. So we continue with the gifts of the Spirit. We have had two teachings. The first one was general introduction. The second one was on the basic facts as pertaining to the gift. So today we will begin to look at the gifts proper. The gifts proper, the actual gifts. Our text is 1 Corinthians 12, 1 through 11. Somebody who can read loud, please read. 1 Corinthians 12, 1 to 11.
Now, dear brothers and sisters, regarding your questions about special abilities, the Spirit gives, I don't want you to misunderstand this. You know that when you were still pagans, you were led away astray and swept along in worshipping speechless idols. So I want you to know that no one speaking by the Spirit of God will curse Jesus, and no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. There are different kinds of spiritual gifts, for the same Spirit is the source of them all. There are different kinds of service, but we serve the same Lord. God works in different ways, but it is the same God who does the work in all of us. A spiritual gift is given to each one of us so we can help each other. To one person, the Spirit gives the ability to give wise advice. To another, the same Spirit gives a message of special knowledge. The same Spirit gives great faith to another. And to someone else, the same one Spirit gives the gift of hearing. He gives one person the power to perform miracles, and another the ability to perform miracles, and another ability of both prophecy. He gives someone else the ability to discern whether a message is from the Spirit of God or from another spirit. Still another person is given the ability to speak in unknown languages, while another is given the ability to interpret what is being said. It is the one and only Spirit who distributes all these gifts. He alone decides which gifts each person should have.
Thank you very much, sir. I'm an American.
Okay.
I said, don't read it in Yoruba because I'm an American. Praise the Lord. So, when you look at the gifts that are listed in 1 Corinthians 12, there are 9 of them. And the 9 gifts are actually grouped in the way that they're given to us. One group we refer to as the gifts of revelation, or the mind gifts. The mind gifts, or the gifts of revelation. The second group we refer to as the inspirational gifts, or the vocal gifts. And the third we call the power gifts. The power gifts, or the working gifts. Gifts that are used to do work. You know that if you have power, you work. Okay. Praise the Lord. Now, in the revelation gifts, or the mind gifts, you have the gift of wisdom, otherwise called the word of wisdom. You have the gift of knowledge, or the word of knowledge. You have the discerning of spirits. In the inspirational gifts, or the vocal gifts, you have diversities of tongues, interpretation of tongues, and prophecies. in the third group, the power gifts, or the gifts of power, or the walking gifts. You have the gifts of healings, healing, bringing about healing, the working of miracles, and faith, three in each group. So we take the word of wisdom. The word of wisdom as our first specific gift. The word of wisdom may be defined as, you know, I tell my students in the university, when the lecturer is teaching, there are things that he says which you don't have to write down. So if I say, the word of wisdom may be defined as, you don't have to write all of that. The only thing you need to write is the definition. But I hope you follow me now.
Yes.
But the student, well, the word of wisdom is defined. The word of wisdom may be, that's not necessary. It is when I say the definition that you put something down. Praise the Lord. Okay. So the word of wisdom may be defined as a supernatural revelation or insight into the divine will and purpose, showing how to solve any problem that may arise. Of course, Jesus is our all example in any good thing. He is the ultimate. Let us see what happened with Jesus in respect of wisdom. Somebody please open Mark 6, 1 to 3. Whoever is going to read, you get the microphone. Okay.
Jesus left the part of country and returned with his disciples to Nazareth, his hometown. The next Sabbath, he began teaching in the synagogue, and many who heard him were amazed. They asked, where did he get all this wisdom and the power to perform such miracles? Then they scoffed, he is just a carpenter's son, the son of Mary, and the brother of James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon. And his sisters live here among us. They were deeply offended and refused to believe him.
Praise the Lord. Jesus had this wisdom that they couldn't just understand. He said, human nature, that the flesh is one terrible thing. They acknowledged that this man has this wisdom, but they hated him for it. Can you believe that? How can he be so wise? How can he have this wisdom? He's just a carpenter. We went to law school. Are you following me now? Envy. Envy. He went to law school. They didn't know the school that he attended. Which school did he go to? Are you following me now? They don't realize that going to school gives you temporal wisdom, knowledge, wisdom. If you're going to go beyond that, God has to give you. Hallelujah. Now, still talking about Jesus, Luke 2. Verse 40, verse 47, verse 52. One person read all three.
There the child grew up healthily and strong. He was filled with wisdom, and God's favor was with him, was on him.
Verse 40. He grew up in good strength, stature, and good health and strength, and had the wisdom of God. Hallelujah. 47.
All who heard him,
yes,
were amazed at his understanding and his answers.
His understanding and his answers. The same wisdom. 52.
Jesus grew in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and all the people.
Even Jesus increased in stature, increased in wisdom. You don't want to grow in one area and not grow in the other area. Hallelujah. Thank you, sir. We're going to see others later, but just talking about Jesus and emphasizing the fact that you grow in the things of the Spirit of God. Are you following me? Even Jesus, the Bible did not shy away from saying that he grew in wisdom. That is to let us know that we have to seek to grow in wisdom. The things of the Spirit of God do not come upon you suddenly and you are at the peak. You have to learn and grow. That is the wisdom of God. There is one creature that God made who did not have to grow in what God gave him to do. God made him perfect. Who can tell me that creature?
Adam.
Who?
Adam.
No, Adam was not made perfect.
Lucifer.
Will you believe that? Lucifer. The word of God said, you were made perfect in the day that you were created. Perfect means he didn't have to learn anything in what he was made to do. He did not have the perfection that God had. See, you can be made perfect for a purpose. Are you following me? But God is perfect for all purposes. Lucifer fell when he tried to get into the purpose for which God did not make him. Are you following me now? He tried to go beyond what God made him to do. That was why he fell. I said to people, if you take Coca-Cola bottle, you look at the crown, the cap, okay, it's called the crown. It looks like a crown, have you? You look at the crown, it is perfect for that bottle. Perfect, it fits perfect. Use the same cap for Maltina bottle. Are you following me now? And then it is not made for that one. Lucifer tried to do what he was not made to do. So he fell. Of Adam, God said everything was very good, including Adam. Are you following me? So when Satan came to Adam, Adam fell. Are you following me now? Because he was made perfect for his purpose. Hallelujah. Adam was made very good. The difference between very good and perfect, when you look at Adam, you look at Jesus, then you see the difference between what is very good and what is perfect. Hallelujah. So, we have to learn to grow, even in the things of the Spirit of God. Well, how do you get wisdom? Everybody has some wisdom. Have you? There is temporal wisdom. There is this kind of wisdom that we're talking about, which is spiritual. It is even beyond you, the one that's doing it. Are you following me now? You know that this is not me. It was God who just let me do it this way. Haven't you ever given such a testimony before? You admit, look, this thing was beyond me. It was God who just let me do it this way. And it worked out well. So how do you get wisdom? Somebody tell me, how do you get wisdom?
From God.
Yes, I know. I didn't say what is the source. I said how. In other words, if there is gold under the ground, how do you get it? You dig. Okay, so how do you? So there is wisdom with God. How do you get it? You ask. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What did Brother James say? James 1, somebody open verse 5. You see what James said. James 1, 5.
If you need wisdom, ask our generous God.
Ask our generous God.
And he will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, sir. If you lack wisdom, if you know that you need wisdom, the King James says, if you lack, if any of you lacks, ask. What you lack is what you need. It is the same thing. Okay. Ask God, who gives liberally, generously. God will not rebuke you for asking for wisdom. He wants you to ask for it. Praise the Lord. He wants you to ask for it. So if you ask for wisdom, How do you operationally now get it? Are you following me? Because somebody was asking last week, how do you know that there is a gift operating? And I said, don't be in a hurry, we will get into it. Hallelujah. So go to the book of Proverbs now, chapter 2. And in order to save a little time, we will read verse 2 and read verse 6. Proverbs 2, verses 2 and 6. Listen carefully or follow your own Bible. Yes.
Tune your ears to wisdom.
Tune your ears to wisdom.
And concentrate on understanding.
Concentrate on understanding.
For the Lord grants wisdom.
Because God gives wisdom.
From his mouth comes knowledge and understanding.
From his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Anybody with the King James Version?
For the Lord giveth wisdom.
Use the microphone. Yes.
For the Lord giveth
wisdom. You read 2 before you read 6.
So that thou incline thy ear unto wisdom.
Incline your ear unto wisdom.
And apply thy heart to understand.
Apply your heart to understand it.
For the Lord giveth wisdom.
The Lord giveth wisdom.
Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding.
Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. Now, verse 2. Papa Yowale's translation said, tune your ears. Abib? Ears, plural. The King James Version said, incline your ear. Ear, singular. You wonder if there is a difference? There is a difference, isn't there? You see, when I want to hear you, especially it's just meant for me, what do I do? You incline one ear to hear. Do you follow me? It means you, somebody stand, when God is giving you wisdom, somebody standing by you here may not hear it. It is you, because your ear is inclined. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The King James Version is superb for meaning. Other versions are good. I think I have said it here before. Get one King James Version. Get other. I have many versions of the Bible. If my computer Bible has 20 something versions. Hallelujah. He said, incline your ear. That is how to bring it. You want to bring it down. What? Yeah? You'll be surprised. Of course, there is a factor of importunity. When you are running to get something, if you have tried the first time you didn't get it, do it again. Do it again. I told you the other time, importunity is correctly applied when you are talking about spiritual things, not just when you want a car. Do it again. Do it again. Let the gift unfold. The day that you first hear the voice of God, you'll be scared. The first time that I heard the voice of God, I was scared. Well, okay, put it differently. The first time that I heard the voice of God, it was a different setting. It was not inclined in my ear. Later on, we will look at different settings. Because you can hear with both ears. Are you with me? But something will just strike you. What is that? And it will occur to you, wow, that was the voice of God. And you can get scared. Praise the Lord. Incline your ear. Incline your heart to understand it. See, because from his mouth speaks out wisdom. If I am speaking to you with my mouth, you need your ear or your ears to hear me. Are you following it now?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. You need them to hear me. And that's how to go about it. And it's interesting. It's interesting. Solving a problem. God has done this in my life so many times. I will just bless the Lord. I'm talking about sometimes solving a problem that is so ordinary. Ordinary. I think I shared here some time ago. A few years ago, one of my pastors borrowed my laptop. At that time, we were using diskettes and things. And one diskette got stuck in the diskette drive. And he couldn't get it out. And he took it to the hardware expert in the university. And the man said, I have to take it apart. I'm pretty sure in the US they will take it apart to get it out. And he didn't want the man to take it apart. Laptops are very very, very delicate. I can teach a high school person to work with a desktop, remove it, and do things. You can't do that with a laptop. It is so small. Are you following me now? So he came to ask me, and I said, no, don't let him do. Just bring it. I tried a few things. It didn't work. Then I said, don't worry. I put it in the house. I made up my mind. The Holy Spirit will teach me what to do. That is all. Have I not inclined unto him? I have already inclined. Sometimes it is not the very moment or the very day. But once you incline, you are anticipating that he will give you. That is inclination too. Are you following me now? I went to Lagos and I was driving back. And he just spoke to me. Go and cut a cardboard or a plastic material hard enough, about the size of a diskette, a little longer, insert it under the diskette. I was just coming to the Lord. As soon as I got to the Lord, I just went for the laptop. I just took a plastic box. I cut it. I turned the laptop on. I just inserted it under the diskette. Pop! The diskette just popped out. Boom. Boom. Give Jesus a clap offering. Hallelujah. But this guy just popped out. He teaches you to solve problems. You need wisdom. Hallelujah. There was a time, long time ago, I took my vehicle to a panel beater. The door was having a problem. I was tired. I said, this door is not shutting properly. He started to adjust. I sat down. I fell asleep. I slept and slept. By the time that I woke up, he was still battling with it. Ah! Then I got up. My goodness. Then the Holy Spirit just told me what to do. I just told him, I said, hey, come. I said, I opened the one that was working all right. I said, look at the position of this thing. Look at this one here. I said, look at it. Go and set that one like it. And he went back. I stood by him. He set it and locked it. Bam. The thing just shut. Bam. And his voice spoke to him. He's a Bira. And his voice spoke to him in a Bira. But I had engineer. He's like, is he an engineer? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That is wisdom. The Holy Spirit can always give you. It doesn't matter what it is. He gave it to Bezalel. Bezalel could do all types of workmanship. Stones, gold, brass, wood, everything. Hallelujah. Some years ago I was in Ghana, Cape Coast, Ghana. Tino Adeniyi, Dr. Tino Adeniyi, the wife of Professor Adeniyi's late brother. Okay, you know, his brother died in an accident, and that was the wife. She was also involved in the accident. She came to Ghana, that was before the accident, to process some papers, and I was in Ghana, she stayed with me. Dr. Hove was with me, Dr. Wulaya was, some people came to Ghana to spend some time with me, praise the Lord. Dr. Wulaya was there, and Tino had traveled to Accra to sort out her papers. And it was, I will come back today or tomorrow. We didn't see her today. We didn't see her the next day. Then we started to get worried. Dr. Hove knows the telephone number of the office where she was going, because he had also processed papers there. He now called the office and they said, we have not seen anybody from Nigeria this week. We got more worried. To make things worse, somebody told us, hey, on Monday, I think the point that she left was Monday, there was an accident on the way to Accra. A lot of people died. We got more worried. Do you follow me now? The next day, she didn't come. Then we said, we have to go to Accra. And since she had not been to that office, we didn't know exactly how to look at her. But she knew the pastor of the Living Faith Church in Accra, and she used to stay there. She was supposed to stay there. So Dr. Hobe said, I can locate the house of the pastor. Let's go there first. With this young man of Ghanaian, Felix, we set out together. I was driving. We got to the outskirts of Cape Coast. Then I told them, I said, listen, we have put all of these things together, and we have arrived at our conclusions, and we are going to Accra. I said, we didn't ask the Lord. I was still driving, and I just inclined my ear, and the Lord just spoke to me. You have no reason whatsoever to go to Accra. I just pulled out the highway, I made a U-turn, and I returned towards Cape Coast, and I told them, we have no reason whatsoever to go to Accra. And nobody said, why do we have no reason with everything on ground? I just drove back home, packed, I went to my room, I laid on my bed. It's like a relax. Praise the Lord. I laid on my bed. And 10 minutes, Tinu just walked in. Give Jesus a mighty clap offering. Hallelujah. She just walked in. And she said, thank God. I have been praying that you people will not come looking for me. Glory to God. You know, I told you the other day here, when I was starting, I said, because we lack the gifts, because we are not thirsty for the gifts, we suffer when we ought not to suffer. We suffer when we ought not to suffer. Tell the one who is sitting by you, crave the gifts. Seek the gifts. Get the gifts. And use them for the glory of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let us look at some situations in the Bible. Oh, this is beautiful. I want somebody to read from Luke 21:15.
For I will give you a mouth and wisdom.
Listen, I will give you a mouth and wisdom,
which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist.
Wonderful. Hallelujah. I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all of your adversaries will not be able to gainsay or resist. Hallelujah. I will give you. So all you need to do is ask. Praise the Lord. Amen. I don't speak Yoruba. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, I want us to look at examples of people that were taught wisdom by God. And of course, somebody can name one of them right now. Anybody? Solomon. Everybody should know that one. Solomon. This young man was going to be king over Israel. The Bible said he offered sacrifices. 1, 2, 10, 20. I was talking about importunity. Importunity. Ministers today misapply the word. They misinterpret, misexpound the word. 50, 100, God didn't say anything. 200, 500, 700, 800, 1,000 bullocks offered. 1,000. God, you will answer me or I will not stop. Then finally God said to Solomon, ask whatever you want. He did not think about money, houses, cars, chariots. He said, please, I have to be king over these people. Give me a heart of understanding. These great people, these young people, so that I can do this job that you have given to me and do it well. Do it for your glory. God said, wait a minute. For this one, you were offering and offering and offering. Wow. Solomon, I will give you so much wisdom. Nobody will have your kind of wisdom. You did not ask for money. You did not ask for the necks of your enemies. I will give you so much money. You will become the talk of the world, not just the talk of the town. I will give you so much money. See, ministers today, we missed it. You can see ministers telling you how you can use faith to to bring money. Are you following me now? But the one who did not ask at all, God made him the richest that will be. Who told you that God wants you to use faith just for money? It is the flesh that brings about such doctrines. The flesh. The flesh. What you prefer. What you want. Then how do they read their Bibles? Can't they look at Solomon and say that because he did not ask for money, God gave him more than anybody? How did he get the money? Was he a businessman? How did he get the money? People came from far and near to hear his wisdom. And when they came from far and near to hear his wisdom, they brought a lot of gifts. Are you following me? Do you see? Go and read what the Queen of Sheba brought. And she was not the only one. Kings came from all over the world to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And you don't come to Solomon and come empty-handed. They brought in things. He was not fighting wars. Because he didn't care about his enemies. He didn't bother. God, the Bible said, God gave Solomon peace. All. So you go to church. This everybody stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Prepare. Tie your belts. Your girdle. Now, your enemies, begin to fire. Fire. Arrow. Tell the ground to open up. Sister Comfort, come and demonstrate it. She says, the person leading the prayer will say, everybody, get ready.
No, demonstrate it.
Do it.
Do it now.
Tell him before your enemies are still around. You are not doing it very well. You are not doing it very well. Tell the ground to open up. Hey, ground, open up. Open up. Tell your enemies to get inside. Then you cover them up. Whoever taught you such things? It is your flesh that drives you to such places. I do have open number. Open number. Such prayers backfire. They backfire because your own heart is evil. Your heart is not pure. Purity is love. Love is purity. God is love. That is all. So God gave him peace all around. I tell people, thank God. When I lay on my bed, I sleep. Glory to God. And if the devil wants, he can come. He will fall for my sake. He has no power over me. He does not. I shared with you before. One time when I saw a revelation, I saw a tree. Remember? How many of you? I saw a tree. And I saw these birds flying on the tree, alighting and taking off. Black. And I knew they were evil. And I went under the tree and I had a gun in my hand. And one of them alighted on one of the branches. And I took my gun and pointed at it. And it took off and landed in front of me. And it turned it off like a human being. But it was a being, let me say. And then the gun was no longer in my hand. We started to fight. We started to wrestle.
Tree?
Yes, the vision. And the villagers came out, they made a big circle and we were fighting inside the circle. And we fought and fought and eventually we broke hands. Nobody won. And all of the villagers clapped and I woke up. And I went to the living room and I said, Lord, how can I fight with a demon? Nobody will win. No way. Lord, no way. Me? The next night I wanted to sleep. I went on my knees by my bed. I said, Lord, we have to fight again tonight. I'm not kidding you. I said, we have to fight again tonight. The fight of last night, we have to repeat it tonight. And I'm going to beat the hell out of that thing. No sooner did I close my eyes than we started to fight. God answered my prayer. Give Jesus a clap offering. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. Forget about your enemies. Turn to Jesus. Glorify Him. Let your enemies hear you praising Him. That is all. Glory to God. You know, sometimes when God is teaching you wisdom, you have to be careful not to use your own mind to temper what He's telling you. I was thinking of the JRA chapter about this revelations about Nigeria, you know. And I told the people, I said, look, do not take these prophecies on the surface. If you can do something, do something. Frankly speaking, if you're a pastor, if you're a missionary, you're in the north, you need a personal interaction with the Holy Spirit, because you cannot just abandon your congregation now. But when the persecution comes next door, you can tell everybody. If you can escape with your life as a prey, escape. Jesus never said if they persecute you, wait to die. He said if they persecute you, flee. Let the scripture be the scripture. Man shall live by every word that has come out of the mouth of God. That was wisdom. Are you following me? He said, and if you flee to one town and they come there, he said, flee again. He said, continue to run. Before you have gone through all of the towns in Nigeria, Jesus will come again. Praise the Lord. When God told Joseph, husband of Mary, take the child and flee to Egypt, was God afraid of Herod? That is not the issue. That is not the issue. That was the wisdom at that time. You have to take the child and run. What God tells you to do is wisdom. If Joseph had said, flee before Pharaoh, this is a miracle child, this is the Son of God. Lord, you are mighty, you are great. God will say, don't be foolish. What God tells you to do, that is wisdom. Flee to Egypt. God was not afraid of Herod. Are you following me? Optimism outside of the word of God is foolishness. You can be foolishly optimistic. And I told the people as pertaining to the revelations. If you are there just opening the shop and selling motor parts, come and get your things and come down south. Are you following me now? It's one thing to die for your ministry. It's another thing to die for your shop. One carries a reward in heaven, the other does not. Are you with me now? Get out of the place. Sister Mary was telling me some years ago, there have been some of these revelations, and some of Professor Adeniyi's relatives came to the south, we sat down and talked, and they took the revelation seriously, and they moved. They're now living, where are they living now? Ibadan. They moved. She was telling me about 2 days ago, the house that they sold and came down has been burnt with fire. Are you following me? Praise the Lord. There are other people who were taught wisdom. Daniel was given a lot of wisdom, especially for the interpretation of dreams and visions, right? Daniel gave it. The pagan told him, the spirit of the gods is in you. Hallelujah. So the spirit of the gods is in you. It's beautiful. The book of 1 Samuel, chapter 16, verses 1 to 3, I'll just talk about it. You know the story. Saul was king over Israel, and he had been misbehaving. And one day God called Samuel, God said, Samuel, get your horn of oil. Go to the house of Jesse. I will show you somebody that you will anoint to be king over Israel. And Samuel said, Lord, himself should hear it. He will kill me. And I think I said last week, God did not say, he will dare not kill you. God knew that he had given the sword to Saul, and Saul could use it right or misuse it. And in this case, he was likely to misuse it. So God taught Samuel how to do it with wisdom, so that Saul will not know. Praise the Lord. It is not everything that you do that you announce to your enemy. That is the basic wisdom God was teaching. Tell him, I am going there to offer a sacrifice. When you get there, anoint the person that I will show to you. When he got there, did he offer a sacrifice? Did he offer a sacrifice? He did. So he did not lie. Are you following me now? So if Saul has said you were going to offer a sacrifice, tell me where you offered the sacrifice. He will say, well, I offered a sacrifice there and here, and these people were there. Praise the Lord. That is it. He offered the sacrifice, then he anointed David to be king of Israel. Praise the Lord. That was wisdom. There are others. Gideon, God gave me a job to do. The Bible said he did not do it in the daytime. He did it at night. Are you following me? Yes. Don't be arrogant. Use wisdom. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Give Jesus a clap offering. I'll stop there for today. Let's take a few minutes to ask questions or comments or additions. Anybody?
Practical.
Microphone.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
This film writer said what a needless pain would bear because we do not take everything to God in prayer.
Yeah.
That prayer is to ask for wisdom. And I also want to, why I say practical is, it's like, it also applies to our ordinary day life.
Mm.
You know, things we think are mundane, things we think are trivial. We are talking of Daniel, Solomon, and all that. It also applies to us as individuals, even in our contemporary world. I have an experience in 2002. That's just what I want to share. How that helped me. There was this idea I had about preparing a preparing the surface of a wood, just ordinary wood, and then inscribing some words on it. But I didn't want it to appear so ordinary. So as an artist, I was thinking, how can I make an effect, a coloring effect on the surface of the wood so that it can appear, you know, aesthetic somehow. I have the idea of what I wanted to do, but I didn't know exactly what I needed to do. And I went about, I asked people, I was not able to get any solutions. I talked over it, how can I do it? I couldn't. It was God in the middle of the night, as I was sleeping, facing the ceiling. And I saw a pattern. Kojo Ro through ceiling. Who are making patterns, Sarah? Okay.
As if it had rained and there was leakage and the rain water had found a pattern on the ceiling.
Yes.
Okay.
So there was some pattern. That was where the thought, the spirit just said, look at how this effect was created. That's exactly what you needed to do. Now, make the surface of what you want to do, make it wet, and then put some dye and see whether it will come out well. Immediately I jumped up in the middle of the night, around 2 a.m. I was living in Sambuke, and I lighted 2 candles and experimented the effect. And the effect came out very well, the way I wanted. I said, God, thank you, this must be God. Then the following, I now started work and make the surface, inscribe some statement. There's a way God gave me ability to craft some work, so that I can catch the head of the big people. And I decided I'm now going to do this thing, and I'm going to meet the governor of my state. He was out to there, Abubakar Audu. I now crafted some words. There's this statement that says, achievement, like a shining light, cannot be hidden. I now crafted it this way. I said, achievement, like a shining light, they say cannot be hidden. Your remarkable contribution, Prince Abubakar Audu, to the monumental development of Kogi State is an eloquent testimony of this reality. I now did it, prepared that office, prepared it, made it, I took it to Lokoja. Now say I wanted to see the governor. It took me some time, but I met the governor. I was taking him to meeting right in his office. So as I came from Ilorin, I said, this is what I brought for him. I opened the cardboard, brought out the thing, and gave it to him. He took it, stood up from his seat. He took it this way. I carried it and said, thank you very much. Thank you very much. I quite appreciate that. Then he took his intercom. Say this is the man I came in. He said, this is what he brought for me all the way from the Ilorin. Although he's an indigent of Kogi State, and I'm very appreciative of it. They tell the palm said to give him 50,000. 50,000 in 2002 was
money.
How much did I use in making that thing? It was 250 naira.
Yes.
250 naira.
Oh, yes.
And I left him, his office, with 50,000. I was happy. That it was not the widow of I was not able to. It was just idea I got from.
You know, yes. Hallelujah. Yeah. You should have made one for Sharafi.
I made one for the Ali Fayose eyes there.
Okay.
And I go to his office. His PA, one Boniface Enamalu, hijacked it from me. He gave me some money. But it was he gave me a job of about 3 million. I was so careless, it was me who rejected that job. I said I didn't know how to go about it.
Oh.
It was a mistake on my part.
Yeah.
That was my first part time of going to Abuja.
Yes.
At the Senate office. He actually gave me that job to go and do. But the time was so short, I didn't know how to go about it in Abuja. But people say I should have collected it anyway. I run to Lagos and do it for
Yes, sir. You. Oh, okay. Praise the Lord. I think we'll stop it there for today.
Excuse me.
Okay.
What's the difference between the talent
Please.
And the. What's the difference between the talent
They're not hearing you. It's okay.
What is the difference between talent and gifts?
Oh, we answered that on Thursday. Somebody, you were not here. Okay. We said that the gifts that we're talking about are given by God through the Holy Spirit to be used for the edification of the body of Christ. Talent is the temporal side of gift. It is also a gift. There are many things that are gifts. Okay? And we said that when Jesus told the parable of the talents, he was using a temporal thing to illustrate a spiritual thing, like in all of his parables. We said he would talk of the sower going to sow, because people knew sowers. But he will now relate it to the kingdom of God. Are you following me now? Okay. So the talent is used temporarily. You can use it to make money if you have a talent for singing, whether it is gospel songs or local song. It is still a talent. I hope you follow my point. It is still a talent. You can use it to make money. The gift, Jesus said, freely you have received. Freely give. You give freely, no bill. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, for what we have shared today. Father, we bless you. We bless your holy name. We glorify your holy name. And now, Father, I pray that the fire of your Holy Spirit will be kindled in each of us unto edification. That we will seek the gifts. We will receive the gifts. We will use them for your glory. And the body of Christ will be blessed. Let it be so, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. A good clap offering to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.